currently on the outskirts of Coventry, the city of my birth, in a place called Forlongley. I'm in a house of a woman, I don't know her name, I completely forgot it. I actually booked a night on Airbnb with the lady's whose house it is, daughter. It's a lovely lady, she's Irish and really friendly, and the moment I arrived, I was made a cup of tea and given some biscuits and shown to my room. The lady's gone to church, and so I'm alone in this house. I think there's two guys that have actually Airbnb-ing upstairs who are out at some kind of tech computer conference at the Rico Arena that's not far away. But I'm in the area because I'm going to a wedding reception of some cousins of mine. A cousin of mine, I guess, now that they're married, yeah, I have an extra cousin. And I'm really looking forward to it. I did drive past the area earlier on and had a bit of a flashback because the wedding reception is in Corley Moor. And I'm not exaggerating when I say I don't think I've been to Corley Moor for 38 years. I used to live there for about 2 years as a very, very small child. Went to school just, maybe it's 37 years. And the school's not a school anymore, it's a house. I drove past and it said the old schoolhouse. And I thought, wow, it looks exactly the same, but it's now got someone living in it and not loads of kids running around playing outside, which wouldn't happen on a Saturday anyway, to be honest. And then I thought, I wonder if I can find the farm where I used to live, because I was here a little bit early. So I went and looked around for Moat House Farm. We lived in a mobile home. We lived in caravans a lot in my childhood, and lived in a mobile home at the back of the farm, the main farmhouse, which was owned by Mr. Mead. He taught me how to play chess when I was about 5 or 6. And he let us run a pig farm off. I don't know if he was the partner or someone else was the partner of my dad. Anyway, this pig farm, which was a weird thing for my dad to have, what with him being vegetarian, caught fire. And if I can remember the year, was it 1978, maybe 1977? There was a fireman strike. The fire service were on strike at the same time as the pig farm caught fire. Oh, man. Pigs all ran out. Pigs all ran back in. And the smell of bacon is still singed onto my brain. Yeah, I think that put my dad off animal farming for a little while, but not too long because we had farms elsewhere. And I couldn't find the farm precisely. People gave me directions, and then I discovered a house on a road which looked very similar to the one I used to run up as a very small child to meet a vegetable van, a fruit and veg van that also sold sweets. And I would run up the end of this concrete road, and I think I found this road. In fact, I did find this road, because as I went down it, there was a house at the bottom, and I asked directions and I said, can you tell me where Moat House Farm is? And the lady said, oh yes, it's just out the back of this house. And this, I now know to be 85-year-old lady says, I know you. I'm like, you are joking. Yes. Did you live on the farm when it caught fire? I'm like, yes. And I don't know how she knew me until, I had no idea how she knew me until I said, yeah, I've only got so many memories of playing in the area, you know, driving a tractor, learning to drive in my imagination on this old grey tractor. And I remember running up this road right here to a van that used to park at the bottom, and I'd get my fruit and veg. She said, yes, that was my van. That was me. And I can't even, I mean, I know I've changed a bit in about 38 years, but for her to say, I know you, very strange. But what a small world as well. I said, thank you very much for my curly whirlies and my crunchies. And she says, you're quite welcome. And I said, there was a man as well. She says, yeah, that was my husband. I think her name was Hazel. She said her name was Hazel. But wow, 85 years old with a memory like that. seemed superhuman to me. But she told me where the farm was. It was a little bit late for me to actually go and head down there. She says, Mr. Mead is apparently still alive somewhere, but not maybe on that farm. And I'm going to go and see if I can actually jog some more memories by walking around the farm tomorrow. But tonight, I've got drinking to do. I have a bag with a bottle of champagne in and a card, and I'm just deciding whether or not to take the harmonica out. That's a good gauge for me. If I hear the sound of harmonica while I'm out on a night out, I know that I have drunk too much. So I will take it out. And hopefully, all going well, I will find my way back to this room, which I hope has a plug socket somewhere. It must have, because I'm going to need to charge a lot of stuff when I get in. And I'm sure that's going to be slightly chaotic in a house I don't know. Must memorise the address in case my phone goes flat. It shouldn't do. I'm good with things like that. I've got a taxi arriving in now. Speak to you later.